नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय। मथुरा द्वारिकापुरी धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक द डिवोटीज हु हैव गिवन मी दिस सर्विस। Although I am not qualified, still they have given me, and as a service I have taken this. So today, the topic is the right investment. Investment, the word everyone knew. Everyone is aware of investment. Everyone, because everyone wants to invest. And the meaning of investment is, as per dictionary, the outlay of money usually for income or profit. We invest something and out of that we will get some benefit, some profit. The Oxford Dictionary defines, one puts money into financial schemes, shares, property or commercial venture with the expectation of achieving a profit. This is like objective profits or objective achievements. The act of giving time, effort to a particular task in order to make it successful is called investment. Giving time, effort to make the work done or successful is called investment. In this life, we are investing many things. We invest on our body, on our appearance, our business, clothes, fashion, lawmaking, culture, education, family, food, health, everywhere we are doing investment. Devotees, they also invest on their health. They also invest on education. They also invest in giving donations. That is one kind of investment. Giving donation is one kind of investment that is going to come afterwards. There are n number of things, place or institutions where we can invest. And we are investing also. From the beginning, childhood, we have started investment for our lifetime. Lifetime means the time investment of your life, that which is going to give you the benefit. Every investment needs time, our energy, and eagerness to endeavor with the expectations to earn something, to get something in return. The basic purpose of investment is to secure ourselves. The deep meaning is to secure ourselves. Because in this material world, we are in a fearful condition and we are trying where I can get the helping hand. Whether in this investment or in that investment or in the investment of my health, my personality, we are always searching and we are always investing. When we talk of investment, then it is not only financial or monetary investment or capital investment, but the investment of our energy, our skills. But above all, the important investment in our life is what? Who will say? The important investment in our life. Anybody? Yes? Time. Time is the important investment in our life. Because our lifespan is limited and we are utilizing our time, the time of our life, to gain something. That is the most vital investment. So, when we use the word life, what I already said, the lifetime investment, Jeevan Vima, from the beginning, from our childhood, we are trained or advertised, we can say, from our parents, from our relatives, from our surroundings, to invest our time and efforts for the best. Like in the beginning, the children invest their time in playing. Mother says, beta aa jao, bahut kheloge, nahi nahi abhi thoda baki hai. When Krishna used to play, his mother also used to call him, Krishna, please come, take your lunch. And he used to give, re how bilao aa jayega, come, like that. Because children are busy in playing, their investment is on playing. Then when they gradually grow up, they started taking education in schools and colleges. So their second investment is on school and colleges, to get the knowledge, to get the education for future requirements. Then, to get a job. They invest their energy to get a job, go for different interviews, show their certificate. I am qualified, I have this degree, that degree. So they want to invest themselves. Invest their time so that they can earn something for their family. After that, when they get married, they invest their time in the family so that they can love someone and they will get love from someone. The investment in getting love in the family. Then, on child, when child burns, the investment goes to the child. Child's maintenance, child's education, all those attentions, all those time investment goes there only. Then what happens? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote in a poetic way. What is that? Bhuliya tomar samsare asiya.
Bhuliya tomar samsare asiya.
Bhuliya tomar samsare asiya. Penana vidhavyatha. Bhuliya tomar samsare asiya. I forgot you. O Krishna, O Lord, I forgot you. That's why I came to this material world. For what? Then what happens? Tomara charane asiya chiyami.
Tomara charane asiya chiyami.
বলিব দুঃখের কথা। আই কেম টু ইয়র লোটাস ফিট, হোয়াট আই ওয়ান্ট টু সে, দুঃখের কথা, হোয়াট আই এম রিয়েলাইজিং, হাউ মচ আই এম ইন মিজারি ইন দিস মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড, এভরি ওয়ান ইজ ইন মিজারি। সামওয়ান ক্যান সে দ্যাট আই হ্যাভ ইনভেস্টমেন্টস, আই হ্যাভ সো মচ ইনভেস্টমেন্ট ইন দিস ব্যাংক, দ্যাট ব্যাংক, আই এম হ্যাপি। নো, ইটস নট পসিবল, বিকজ দ্য হিউম্যান ওয়ান্টস আর আনলিমিটেড। ইফ ইউর ওয়ান ওয়ান্ট ইজ গেটিং স্যাটিসফাইড, আনাদার ওয়ান্ট রাইজেস ইজ হেড। দ্য আনাদার প্রিন্সিপল অফ ইকোনমি ইজ দ্যাট এ পার্টিকুলার ওয়ান্ট ইজ স্যাটিয়েবল, বট এ পার্টিকুলার ওয়ান্ট ইজ অলসো নট স্যাটিয়েবল, বিকজ দি মার্জিনালিটি, দোজ হু নোজ মার্জিনালিটি অলওয়েজ গোজ ডাউন 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 ডাউন। তো স্যাটিসফ্যাকশন কাহা সে আয়েগা, নেই আয়েগা, পসিবল নেই। স্যাটিসফ্যাকশন আতা তো উপর যাতা না, নিচে কেউ আ রা, সো ইটস নট পসিবল। সো হিয়ার ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর রাইটস দ্য সেকেন্ড প্যারাগ্রাফ, হাউ আই, হোয়াট কাইন্ড অফ সাফারিং আই হ্যাভ গন থ্রু। জনানি জঠারে ছিলাম যখানা, বিষম বন্ধন পাশে, when I was in my mother's womb, like this, bisama bandhana paase, I was in bandhan. After 5 months, the child's brain started developing, and he is getting realized, he used to understand everything, what kind of pain is coming. If mother eats something tikha thoda, he also feels.
Ekabar prabhu dekha diya more, banchile dina dase.
Here is again and again Bhaktivinoda Thakur again and again calling, oh Lord, please give me once your darshan, I am desiring so much. Again and again he is calling.
Takhan bhavinu janam paiya, kariba bhajanatava.
So by thinking like this, ki Lord, I am suffering, then I took birth, I came to this world from the mother's womb. Kariba bhajana tava, what I committed to the Lord, I will invest my time and energy to do the bhajan. Oh Lord, so please, mujhe bahar aane do, mujhe misery se mukti do.
জনম হইল পড়ি মায়া জালে, না হইলা জ্ঞান লাভ।
As soon as he got birth, takes birth, পড়ি মায়া জালে, this is for everyone, we all, after taking birth, birth, the Maya attacks. Our senses get attracted towards sense objects. Na hoila jnana lava, I forgot what I committed to the Lord. That knowledge I forgot.
Adare re chele swajane rakole, হাসিয়া কাটানু কাল, জনক জননী স্নেহেতে ভুলিয়া,
संसार लागिलो भालो। आदर रे छेले, टेकन केयर वेरी नाइसली। स्वजनेर कोले, स्वजन मीन्स द रिलेटिव्स, स्वजन आत्मीय स्वजन द रिलेटिव्स। हसिया काटानुकाला, आई वॉज हैप्पी, सो मेनी पीपल आर देयर टू टेक केयर ऑफ मी। जनक जननी स्नेहते भूलिया एंड आई फॉरगॉट by the love and affection of my mother and father, I forgot, O Lord, you, the original father, I forgot you. Samsara lagila bhalo, and now this samsara, this dukkhalayam asaswatam, this temporary nature of this world, and the misery, filled with misery, I started liking that, this place. क्रमे दिन दिन बालक होइया भेलिनु बालक सह, देन डे आफ्टर डे आई स्टार्टेड ग्रोइंग बिकम ए बालक एंड स्टार्टेड प्लेइंग विथ दी Childrens, what I was talking before. Araki chudine gyano upajilo, araki chudine. After some time, I started to realize. Then I started with the permission or with the prachesta pita mata ka. With the endeavor of my parents, I started going to the school. What I did there? Patha padi ahai raha. I started studying scripture? No. What is that? The materialistic book to get a job. विद्यार गौरवे भ्रमि देशे देशे, धन उपार्जन करी। विद्यार गौरवे, आफ्टर गेटिंग ऑल दोज डिग्रीज, ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ माय डिग्री आई वेंट टू डिफरेंट प्लेसेस एंड स्टार्टेड अर्निंग मनी बाय डूइंग जॉब, by engaging myself, my time, by investing my time, I started doing job. The whole expectation was to get to earn money so that I can live happily in this life. Sojana palana kori ekamane, भूलिया तो मारे हरी। स्वजन पालना, आई थिंक दैट आई एम द मैन, आई एम मेंटेनिंग माई फैमिली। स्वजन पालना करी एक मने, ओनली फोकस वॉज देर टू मेंटेन माई फैमिली, स्वजन। एंड इन रिटर्न व्हाट हैपेंड? I forgot, O Lord, O Hari, I forgot you. Bardhakye ekhana bhakati vinoda, kandiya katara ati, bardhakye ekhana, when old age comes. This is not Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he wrote, but he is not like that. He is one of the Goswami, seventh Goswami. But he wrote, that is for us only. Bardhakye ekhana bhakati vinoda kandiya katarati. The person started lamenting. How I spend all my time in doing all such nonsense things, which I am not getting the return, or whatever return I am getting, that is not giving me pleasure now.
Na bhajiya tore dina vrtha gelo. Ekhon ki have gati.
Na bhajiya. Without chanting your name, without remembering you, O Lord, I spend my time uselessly. Now what will happen to me? Manushya, durlava manava janma. We have given this durlava manava janma. We are fortunate. Still, I forgot to remember you, O Lord. I spend all my time like an animal invests his time in sense gratification, getting attracted to the sense subjects. So, come to the topic. This was also related to topic. So, in other words, journey of a child starts from like different. Shakespeare says seven stages of life. But in modern days, there are seven bottles of life. Journey of a child starts from milk bottle, investing on milk bottle. Mother is to care for where to get the milk bottle. Then, after some time, the water bottle, the child carries with him when he goes to school. Then when goes to college, not water bottle, something else, that is beer bottle, champagne bottle, like this. Of course, champagne bottle when he earns. After some time, when he got habituated, he is thinking, where I can get the cheaper one? Then desi bottle. And after desi bottle, whatever happens, he has to go to the doctor. And doctor gives another bottle, that is saline bottle. And at the end, when he dies, the person carries one more bottle, the kerosene bottle, aag lagane ke liye. So these are the seven bottle stages of life. The bottle generation. People invest their time, lifetime, in bad habits, in good habits. Those who invest their time in bad habits, they don't know this is bad. Although they know it is bad, but still they enjoy something. They give some pleasure. In one sense, we are attracted to the pleasure. And those who are habituated after bad habits, like smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol, and doing gambling, playing gambling, and another is going to the brothels. After getting habituated in all such bad habits, they plan that I should not get the consequences. But the basic principle is that whatever, if you are investing some time in something, you are going to get the return. If someone is smoking, he is definitely going to get something, or some cancer, or uske lower kuch, he is going to get, definitely. So consequences is going to come, you cannot avoid that. If you are going in, doing investment in good habits like how to develop your health, how to keep yourself healthy. If you are taking good diet, then it will give you a very good health. The consequences, the return of the investment is going to come, definitely. We cannot ignore that. But in this material world, on whatever things or objects that you will invest, is you are going to get the return, and that return will be temporary. That is not permanent. Whatever return you are going to get in this material world, that is temporary. And it will not give satisfaction, because the soul, as the part and parcel of Lord, He wants unlimited pleasure. So you will not get satisfaction at all. For the time being, little satisfaction. For some time, like where there is scratching, thoda scratch kar liya, thoda kahin khujli hua, scratch kar liya, pleasure. Like that. If someone is not utilizing or investing himself in Krishna's service, he is not going to get the real pleasure. In other words, the material investment will give you a weak zero, benefit a weak zero. You cannot access your hard-earned money in your next life. Neither you can carry your checkbook or transaction cards. You cannot. If someone will ask you, one bank is called D bank. D means Devalia. Devalia malum hai na? Kya hai? What is that? Bankrupt. Bank which is... Sorry? So, jiska Devala nikal gaya hai. So, if... You will told that someone will suggest you go and invest in that bank. Will you invest your hard-earned money? Definitely not. Nobody will invest. But we are investing. Because one day we are going to die. This is certain. Ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti yama alayase sastavaram icchanti kim aascharyam ataparam. There are many people, day after day, they are going to Yama Alaya. Devotees, they will go somewhere else. So, they are going to Yama Alaya, but still those who are remaining, abhi tumhe bahut time baki hai. Abhi to jindagi baki hai, puri jindagi baki hai. Maharaj, aapne kya bol diya ki abhi bhakti karna hai? Abhi to jawani hai, thoda aas karte hain. Dekhenge, budhapa aane ke baad dekhenge, tabhi invest karenge. प्रहलाद महाराज बोलते हैं नहीं है, ऐसा नहीं है. कौमारम आचरित प्रज्ञा, बचपन से इन्वेस्ट करो, कौमारम कौमार पीरियड से इन्वेस्ट करो. एंड प्रहलाद महाराज ऑल्सो स्टार्टेड दैट, ही वॉज टीचिंग हिज फेलो बॉयज, हिज फ्रेंड्स दैट यू शुड स्टार्ट चैंटिंग. ही स्टार्टेड चैंटिंग, कीर्तन क्लास चालू कर दिए थे. संडे अमर का जब एबसेंट रहते थे, वो अपना कीर्तन क्लास चालू कर दे. गुड इन्वेस्टमेंट, चालू कर दो अभी से. He was teaching him. But no. At present, we are not thinking of ultimate investment or good investment. We are thinking of how I can temporarily get benefited out of the investment of my hard earned money or hard earned or my lifetime. Because we are also utilizing our time, investing our time, whatever act we are doing. We are not valuing our time, which is much more important, much more valuable than the money or capital investment. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, second canto, third chapter, verse number 17. Ayurharati vaipumsam udyan astam cha ye asau. Ayurharati vaipumsam udyan astam cha ye asau. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone. जैसे जैसे सूर्य उदय होता है, अस्त होता है, हमारा जीवन का एक कम एक दिन घटता जाता है. हमारे खाते में से हमारे जो लाइफ टाइम, जो लिमिटेड फिक्स टाइम है, तो उसमें से एक एक माइनस होता है. कट, ये गया दिन, ये दिन गया, कट होता है. तो हाउ मच वी आर सीरियस in investing our time, which is most valuable. Manushya jano paya radha krishna na bhajiya, janiya sunya visa khaino. Janiya sunya, knowingly we are eating, we are drinking poison. बंगाली में खाइन मीन्स पॉइजन मीन्स दे ड्रिंक, खाने पीने को भी ड्रिंक खाना बोलते हैं। जानिया सुनिया विष खाइन। वी आर ऑलवेज प्लानिंग फॉर बिग बिग रिटर्न्स आउट ऑफ बिग बिग इन्वेस्टमेंट्स ऑलवेज, बट आवर इन्वेस्टमेंट्स आर ऑलवेज इन अ डिफरेंट वे, इन अ डिफरेंट प्लेस। वी इन्वेस्ट इन अ डिफरेंट प्लेस वेयर अगेन एंड अगेन वी गॉट फ्रस्ट्रेटेड, अगेन एंड अगेन वी एंडेवर टू इन्वेस्ट मोर 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 मोर, फॉरगेटिंग द टू रैट्स, वन इज द व्हाइट रैट वन इज द ब्लैक रैट, दे आर कटिंग द रोप। These two rats are compared to the day and night. They are cutting the lifespan. Lord Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita that this material world is dukkhalayam ashashvatam, full of miseries and temporary. This is the hoarding. This material world, iska kya hai? हर एक जगह पर जब खाने के मेनू देखते हैं लगा हुआ रहता है वफे सिस्टम, एंड यू विल फाइंड वन नेम विल बी देयर, इट डिपेंड्स दिस इज दिस आइटम दिस इज दैट आइटम। सो दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज टैग्ड एज दुखालयम अशाश्वतम, दिस मिजरेबल एंड टेम्पोरारी, दिस इज टेम्पोरारी, एंड द सोल इज सच्चिदानंद द पार्ट एंड पार्सल ऑफ कृष्णा, and you are taking, you are trying to get pleasure in this temporary world and dukkhalayam, who is always blissful, being the part and parcel who is always blissful, and you are trying in this material world which is full of misery, trying to give that soul bliss in this miserable world, which is impossible. So in that way we are investing in a wrong way. The subject matter of the body, the subject matter of the soul are different. Bodily pleasures are temporary, but the soul, it always wants the unlimited pleasure, because the substance is different. This is not made by Pancha Mahabhut. Bhumi Rapanala Vayu Kham. This body is made of Pancha Mahabhut. Naturally it will get attracted to the objects. Things made of Pancha Mahabhut. But the soul is not. Because we are getting attracted, that means the mirror is covered with dust. As per second chapter, the mirror is covered with dust. That's why we are unable to see it. Unable to realize we are soul. Prabhupada in his book every time he used to hammer, we are not this body, we are soul. You are not this body, you are soul. Why? To wake him up, wake us up. Jago, jeev jago. Jeev jago. Lord Chaitanya wants that you should understand, identify yourself so as soul and take the shortcut. Take the lift of holy name and go back home, back to Godhead. This is Lord Chaitanya's full grace, 100% grace. Just enroll yourself in Hare Krishna, ISKCON. Engage, just enroll yourself in Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti, and practice till the life air goes away. That's all, this much time. It's not that you have to do only this thing. You have to do other activities also. Your family activities also, the bodily needs also, family needs also, your bank transactions also, because these are also needed. Although in long term it is not going to help you, but these are needed at present. So how you can adjust, how you can adjust your investments of time? So, like many years back when I used to go to my mommy's place, mommy matlab mere It was in the village. So, nearby there was a river, River Mahanadi in Orissa. And there I saw that time the ladies, they used to go to the river to take bath, and they used to take their children also. They used to take one kalasi. Kalasi means the vessel to carry the pot, to carry the water. Abhi ke jaisa nadi nahi hai, bahut clean tha us samay. So I saw them when they came back after finishing their regular duties. When they came back, in one hand, one lap, there will be one children. In the shoulder, on the shoulder, there will be the cloths which they just washed. And on top of head, there will be khalasi. And while coming to their home, they should talk with each other, the other ladies. So what does it represent? The child in the lap represents the association, the relationship, attachment with the relationship. The cloths which are dried, which are wet, washed, that represents material attachment. And the water pot represents Krishna. Although he is doing all the activities, four activities he is doing, talking to other ladies, carrying the child, carrying the cloth, and carrying the kalasi filled with water. Still, he has one-pointed attention. The full attention was there in one place. What is that? Who can say? Water pot. Some may say the child, no. Everything is like properly arranged, but one thing she has to focus, that is water pot. While talking, while walking, she has to focus on water pot. So like that, those who are grihasthas, while dealing with relationships, they need to deal and they have to deal with all those relationships, but always focus on Krishna. Because these are all Krishna samsara. This is Krishna samsara, not mine. Maine nahi banaya hai. If someone understands that, he will be free from attachment. And the ladies, those who are along with that lady, they represent the association of devotees. When you are in association of devotees, you don't realize, अरे इतना तक आ गए, मालूम नहीं पड़ा बात करते करते घर तक आ गए. That is the help. So we should be always in the association of devotees and keeping focus on Krishna. While doing all our household activities, the objects and the relations, we can deal with them, but keeping focus on Krishna. That is what our investment should be. Devotees are like the investment bankers. Do you know who is investment bankers? Those who help others to invest nicely in a proper way so that you will get a proper benefit, proper return, and safe. Devotees are like that, the investment bankers who guides the devotees how to get maximum return out of your fixed lifetime. In our temple, His Grace Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, he is like investment banker. He used to guide many people, many devotees, properly. Not only in the subject matter of finance or capital investment, but how to invest your time in spirituality. He's a very nice person. Even if someone is coming to him to get the direction where I should invest, he will engage him in how to invest your time in spirituality or in devotional service. That is the best part. His Grace Anand Vrindavan Prabhu is doing. The best example. The investment banker. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Manmanabhava Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mam Evaisasi Satyamte Pratijani Priyosime. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. You will come to me without fail. If you will do this, if you will invest your time in this, you will come to me without fail. This is Lord's declaration. I promise you this because you are my dear friend. You are my dear friend. Because the relationship is set. So, we can be Krishna's friend, we can be Krishna's lover, we can be Krishna's parent. We can. To establish such relationships, we need to invest our time in this lifetime. And to invest our time, we cannot invest our time in these activities, but we need a guru. Because guru who guides you, how, because he is dear to Krishna. He only can take you to Krishna. So we need the shelter of guru first. You can directly also go to Krishna, ask him, but better is, Prabhupada said, better is to take shelter of guru and your path will be perfect. Sometimes, just like in the case of Kala Krishna Das, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back from South India Yatra, he called his devotees, Sarvam Bhattacharya. He told, I no longer want this person, Kala Krishna Das, because he went with me to take care of me, to serve me. Instead of serving, he went to somewhere else, the Bhattahari's group. Then I bring him here. I no longer want his association, his service. This is Lord's ultimatum. Lord told like that. But devotees, those who are connected to devotees, and devotees, they are very merciful. They don't allow that one should fall down or one should be discouraged. They are very merciful, more merciful than the Lord. So what Sarvam Bhattacharya, Nityananda Prabhu and others, they did. So they plan how to engage this Kala Krishna Das in the service of the Lord again. They made a plan. Then they asked, O Lord, since you have reached here, and this message should go to Navadip, to Sachimata and Advaita Acharya, so that they will be happy that you have come back. So we need to send someone. Lord said, whatever you want to do, do. In that way they engage Kala Krishna Das again in the service. So devotees association is always needed. You cannot cut down the association of devotees. Again, in the pastime of Pratapradra Dev, the king of Odisha, he asked Sarvam Bhattacharya, O Sarvam Bhattacharya, I want to meet with the Lord Chaitanya. Please arrange a meeting. He was insisting, he was desperate. Sarvam Bhattacharya went and asked Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was furious. He was angry. How come you think like that? A sannyasi should not meet this kind of Visayi person. Those who are already immersed in all the wealth, all the Visayas. How can I meet him? What the people will tell me? Then when Sarvam again and again insist, then Lord warned. If you will again insist me, I will leave from this place. Then he was frightened. He came back. Again when Pratapada Dev came along with the other devotee, so Sarvam Bhattacharya, along with the other devotee, that is, I forgot his name, Ramanandraya. So Sarvam Bhattacharya came, he met with the king. King asked, what happened to this? He told that, I insist a lot, but is not ready to meet you, with you. So he was like, what to do? I'm not qualified. Lord is giving mercy to the to so fallen, like Jagai and Madai, there they don't follow any regulatory principle. They break all the regulatory principle, and Lord is giving mercy to them, and He is ignoring me. What kind of fallen person I am? More fallen than the Jagais and Madais. But in actuality, Lord was not, Lord wanted to give to each and every person, but the thing is that, for that, you need to invest something. You need to come down to that stage. Lord wanted that he should come to the devotee background, not that he will be remain as king and become a devotee. He was a devotee of Lord Jagannath, but Lord wanted to give him one lesson. So, after this incident, again and again he was calling Sarvam Bhattacharya, again and again he was insisting, please do something in some way, I can, some way or other, you make a plan so that I can meet. He was desperate. And again he told, if you will not allow me to take his darshan to meet with him, then I will give up my life. I will leave my kingly position and become mendicant. So after hearing that, Sarvam Bhattacharya could understand. He is the person who is really eligible. Because he is so desperate, he is ready to give up his position. For an investment, you have to give up something. Give up means giving up time, giving up your energy. So here he is giving up his position. That is big ego. For a general person to leave his position is very difficult. For a king in such position is telling, I want to give up that. That means that is the ego. I am the king, the controller. Sarvam Bhattacharya became happy. I can say that Lord Chaitanya is definitely going to give you mercy because your attitude is very good. You have developed love for Lord Chaitanya. So definitely one day you will get mercy. He is not telling when you will get mercy. He gave the assurance that you will get mercy. To some extent you are qualified. After seeing the expression, again the devotees of the Lord, they come to Lord Chaitanya and they asked, oh Lord, at least you give him, okay, you are not allowing, at least you give him your bas means the dress which you already wear. At least you give him, he will be pacified. So Lord then allowed, then Sarvam Bhattacharya took from Govinda, his servant, and gave to the king. King took that garment and worship in the altar. Then after some time he again got desperate. Oh Sarvam Bhattacharya, I want to meet. After seeing the desperation, Lord then Sarvam Bhattacharya and Ramanandraya, that time Ramanandraya also came back from Kabur. He was the governor. So there, after reaching Jagannath Puri, he asked the king that, I want to give up this Raj part, and as per the order of Lord Chaitanya, I want to join Lord Chaitanya, serve Lord Chaitanya. So after hearing that, the king became so ecstatic. He got up from his throne and embraced him. He told, no problem, you can go. You are getting such a big opportunity, such a exalted service. So please go. And your pension, you will get the full pension. Pension usually half of the, I don't know exactly, salary ka half hota hai. But here he gave full pension and told, you go and stay with Lord Chaitanya. After getting the mercy of the king, the behavior of king, when when Ramananda Raya came to Lord Chaitanya and he explained everything, after hearing that, Lord Chaitanya gave another indication that because he loves the devotees of the Lord, definitely one day he will get mercy. So step by step, Lord is giving mercy. Lord is giving mercy. One day, Lord told already in disguise that one day he will get. After some time, devotees are so merciful. Again, Sarvam Bhattacharya said, okay, do one thing. I have a plan. If you will execute that plan, definitely you will get mercy. So it was the Jagannath Rath Yatra was nearby. So he told, the idea is that when Lord Chaitanya will dance in front of the Lord, in front of Lord Jagannath's cart, and after ecstatic dance when he will get tired and Lord Jagannath will stay in a place to honor Bhoga, that time he will enter the Jagannath Vallabh garden, the Gundicha garden also called. There Lord will take rest. That time you should go, not with this kingly attire, but with the devotee attire, with having a tilak. You should go there. The five chapters of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Rasa Panchagadhyaya, you should go and recite there. To please, because Lord Chaitanya will be in that mood of separation. So you recite those verses. And because he was following, the king was following the devotee, and he was ready to give up his false ego, that I am the great king. And it is in that same place where he is king, the same place, the same grand trunk road, there he is going with a devotee's attire in disguise, and he went there, he executed that, there he got the mercy. Lord Chaitanya embraced him. What to speak of talking to him? He embraced him, gave his full blessings. So in that way, our investment needs time and energy. Our investment needs our eagerness to endeavor. If we are not eager, then we cannot endeavor. And when we will wisely endeavor with faith on the process, with faith on Lord, and surrendering to the devotees, to the spiritual master, then we'll definitely get the return. And the return is, what is that? Goloka Vrindavan. That will be our return. So here, in Bhagavad Gita 4.10 it is said, Bita raga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upasrita bhava jnana tapasa puta mad bhavam agata. Being freed from attachment, fear and anger, Krishna is giving the proof of history. History, itihas bata rahe hain ki dekho proof hai. Being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. They all attained the transcendental love. That is the return of their devotional service. So here he is telling how others, they have also attained. Not that you are going to attend. In the past, many have attained that. Next, in Srimad Bhagavatam 9.4.18, Amrish Maharaj is telling how he is utilizing his time. in Krishna consciousness, how he is utilizing his senses in Krishna consciousness. It is said how he invests his time, how he invests his different energies of different limbs.
Savai mana Krishna padaravindayor vachamsi vaikunta gunanuvannane karau harer mandira marjanadisu shrutin chakarachyuta sa kathodaye.
So Ambarish Maharaj, he was using in purport Prabhupada, translation of Prabhupada very nicely explains. Maharaj Ambarish always engaged his mind in meditating upon the lotus feet of Krishna. His words in describing the glories of the Lord, his hands in cleansing Lord's temple, and his ears in hearing the words spoken by Krishna or about Krishna. He engaged his eyes in seeing the deity of Krishna, Krishna's temples and Krishna's places like Mathura and Vrindavan. He engaged his senses of touch, sense of touch, in touching the bodies of the Lord's devotees. He engaged his senses, sense of smell, in smelling the fragrance of Tulasi offered to the Lord. And he engaged his tongue in tasting the Lord's prasada. He engaged his legs in walking to the holy place and temples of the Lord. His head in bowing down before the Lord, and all his desires in serving the Lord 24 hours a day. Indeed, Maharaj Ambarish never desired anything for his own sense gratification. So he engaged all his limbs. So here is a question. He is a king. How come he is getting 24 hours to engage other king need to administer his subjects? So how come he is getting so much time? अरे हमारे छोटा सा घर में हमको टाइम नहीं मिल रहा है. हाउ द किंग इज गेटिंग टाइम? इफ यू हैव डिजायर्ड द टाइम द वे विल ऑलवेज पेव्ड बाय द लॉर्ड. सो दीज आर दी ही एंगेज ऑल हिज लिम्स इन द सर्विस ऑफ द लॉर्ड सो दैट ही विल रिमेन कृष्ण कॉन्शियस ऑलवेज. All his limbs is engaged in Krishna's service. It is very difficult, not so easy. He planned in such a way that he not only planned, he executed that so that he will get benefited of his investment, full benefit of his investment. If we are also trying to get full benefit of our investment of time, then we also follow the Mahajanas. Mahajana Jena Gatasya Panta Ambarish Maharaj. In Bhagavad Gita 9.34 it is says, Manmanabhava Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mam Evaishyasi Yuktaitam Atmanam Mad Parayanah. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Become my devotee, offer obeisances to me and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. Here, surely you will come to me. Absorb yourself in Krishna, in me. Lord is telling, absorb yourself in me so that it is sure that you will 100% come to me. This is another declaration. Lord is telling, there is no question of hopelessness. Arey, itna sara kar raha hun, Bhagwan hai, kya mujhe leke jayenge kya Bhagavad Dham? Main Bhagavad Dham ja sakta hun kya? Maybe not in this lifetime. Because we are not endeavoring properly, not like Ambarish Maharaj. But definitely, maybe two, like Bharat Maharaj, he took three lifetimes to go back to Godhead. Bharat Maharaj, who was in bhava stage, who was in ecstatic love stage, still he took three lifetimes. But Prabhupada said, if someone is doing following four regulative principles and chanting 16 round continuously till death, he will definitely go back to Godhead. Now that is Prabhupada's guarantee. So we should believe on that. We should have faith on that. If our faith will be firm, then we will achieve. Otherwise we cannot achieve. So for endeavoring, you need to understand how to endeavor. What is the way the Shastra has spoken to us? In Nectar of Instruction, the first verse is said, Bacho vegam manasa krodha vegam, jivha vegam udar upastha vegam, etan vegan yo visahet dhira, sarvam vimam prithivim sasishyat. What one should be doing or investing him, his time for, what one should be doing, or where he should invest, how he should invest his time. This is said in NOI first verse, Nectar of Instruction. Many things are cleared here. In the second verse also it is said, Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangasya lolyamscha sadvir bhaktir vinasyati. What one should not do or invest his time for? In what aspect or in one subject, what subject he should not invest his time for? Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangasya lolyamscha. He should not invest his time. Do's and don'ts. Yeah, don't. One should not invest his time in this aspect, in these activities. So our acharyas, they have explained everything. Everything is given in Shastra. In verse 3, it is said, Ussaha nishaya dhairya tattat karma pravartanat sanga tyagat satav vritti sadvir bhaktir prasidyati. There are 6 principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service. So you should also see which activities is favorable, which need to cultivate by investing time and associating with devotees. So the favorable things we should take, we should cultivate those things, we should choose those favorable things or cultivate those favorable things in us or in within us, investing by our time and associating with the devotees. In Nectar of Instruction, verse 4, it is mentioned 6 loving exchanges between devotees to keep the investment bond safe or secure. Dadati pratigranati guhyam akhyati pruchyati mukte bhojayate chaiva sadvidhim pratilakshanam. In this way, by exchanging those things, 6 loving exchanges, by this investment, one can secure investment of time with devotees, that means association of devotees, or associating with devotees nicely or intimately, one will be able to secure his devotional service. Offering gifts in charity, that is what is there in Dadati Pratignati. So you know all these things. In verse 7, it is said, Shat Krishna Nama Charitadi Shitapi Avidya Pito Tapta Prasanasya Naro Chikanu Kintu Adarat Anudinam Khalau Saiva Jushta Swad Vikramad Bhavati Tad Gada Mula Hantri. I am not getting the taste. If someone else is telling, I am not getting the taste. Although I am practicing or investing my time so much, why I am not getting the taste on these transcendental activities? Sometimes it happens. Why I am not getting? There is a question. Why I am not getting? Here is the answer. The holy name, character, pastime, and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet, like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jandis of avidya or ignorance cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural release will awaken. Abhyasa, natural release will awaken. So keep on chanting. Don't think that abhi mujhe aaj bharti hua, aaj chakravarti ban jaunga. Nahi hai. So it will take time. Slowly, gradually it will take time. Within his tongue and his disease is gradually, when he will take within in his tongue the sweet sugar candy, his disease is gradually destroyed from the root. In verse number 8, the in essence, if I will tell, in essence, one should utilize one's full time in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. The return is, one resides constantly in Vraja and serve under the spiritual master. If we are engaging, nicely, or we are investing our time nicely in chanting the holy name, remembering the Lord's divine name, or remembering the pastimes of the Lord, reciting the pastimes of Lord, transcendental form, qualities, thereby gradually, not at a time, ek shot mein sikshar nahi hota hai, gradually engaging one's tongue and mind, the return is, one resides constantly in Braja. So, by staying here also, we can release Braja. If we have fully invest our time and energy with a proper endeavor, then we'll realize Braja here. But it should be under the care of spiritual master. Because we don't have direct relationship with the Lord like the spiritual master has, because spiritual master is the dear, most dear devotee of the Lord. He can, after seeing all defects are there within us, but still spiritual master is so merciful, he will again and again correct us, then forward us to Krishna. In Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu it is said, Yena tena prakarena mana Krishna nivesayat. Mana Krishna nivesayat. Sarva vidhi nisedasu eteyor eva kinkaro. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has recommended that somehow or other you become Krishna conscious. Yena tena prakarena mana Krishna nivesayat. One time Prabhupada was giving lecture and he mentioned one thing in his lecture. If a person is a drunkard and he is going to spend his money again to drink the liquor, if you are taking some $10, $15 and you are utilizing Krishna's service, that is good. Prabhupada said like that. But it's not that every time you will go and ask. But once upon a time, if you are doing like that, that is good for him, because you are saving that person by getting affected by the intoxication. Yena tena prakarena mana Krishna nivesayat. By endeavoring, someone is, by hearing lectures of the Lord's pastimes, someone is chanting, someone is taking darshan, someone is remembering Krishna, someone is associating with devotees and hearing Harikatha from him, someone is online, he is hearing or she is hearing. So whoever is engaged in any ways, jena tena prakarena mana Krishna nivesa. Nives means investment. The meaning of nives is investment. We need to invest ourselves, we need to invest our time, we need to invest our mind in Krishna. One is physical investment, our dhana, the capital we have, the lakshmi we have, we can invest in by serving the Lord, by giving donations to temples or to the spiritual master who is doing all such service on behalf of devotees, pleasing the Lord. So we can assist him by dhana, by material things, by giving flowers, offering flowers to the deities, and by mind we have so many activities from the beginning, from 5 o'clock till every day, like till 9:15, we have so many activities. chanting Mangalarti, then Tulsi Arti, Narsingh Arti, then chanting session, then Guru Puja, then Srimad Bhagavatam class. So many activities are there. After that also you can chant 64 round, no problem. So Prabhupada has given in such a systematic way so that we are bound to become Krishna conscious, we are bound to focus our mind in Krishna. But it's up to us how we are utilizing, how we are trying to utilize our time in Krishna, our mind in Krishna. It's all investment, how we are investment, how much we are eager to invest ourselves, how much we are eager to invest the time which we have, the lifetime, how much serious we want to be. In that way, we will get the return. What is that return? The braja. Here is this sloka is said,
Tannam rupa charitadi sukirtananu smrityo kramena rasana manasi niyojya tishtan braje tad anuragi jananugami kalam nayad akhilam iti upadesa saram.
This is the upadesa saram. Yena kena prakarena mana krishna nivesayat. Man ko krishna mein lagana hai. This is all the upadesa sara. The sense of all the instructions is yena kena prakarena. Why we are always hearing lectures? Why we are always reading books? Ek bar padh liye ho gaya? No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to hear hundreds of times that Prahlad Charita. Why? Again and again when we will hear, because we are, I am not speaking about Lord Chaitanya, that is a different taste. He is in devotee's mood and he is in ecstatic love. So in our stage, we are in a conditioned state, we are always getting attracted towards the sense subject. Our senses are always getting pulled by those sense subjects. So to make our senses free from that pull, we have to attach or engage our senses in this activity so that we will get another return. That is the bliss which is going to derive if we are investing this. It's always deriving, it's going to derive again and again when we'll invest our time, when we'll invest our mind, when we'll invest our eagerness to serve. In Bhagavad Gita 8.7, Krishna said, Yad yuddhasya mam anusmara. Yuddhasva mam anusmara. Even if you are doing war, you are fighting, still you should remember me. Sometimes we feel that this is, how come it be possible? Possible, because Arjuna was focused, I am doing this war, whatever I am doing here, I am fighting with other parties, the opponents, my focus is, I am doing it for Krishna. Like that, a grihastha should understand, I am doing it for Krishna. I am maintaining the family, it is for Krishna. I am serving my children, it is for Krishna. It is for Krishna's son, for Krishna's children, for Krishna's family. This should be mood. This should be the mood so that one will be free. While staying in grihastha ashram, one will be free. One will be exalted like that of an ecstatic devotee, sincere devotee. There is no discrimination between ashramas. If we are really Krishna conscious, ashram doesn't matter. Whether brahmachari, whether sannyasi, whether grihastha, doesn't matter. Everyone does the same thing. Same 16 round. Same 4 regulative principle. Mandir mein same prasad. Association ek saath sunte hain. Same book padhte hain, koi extra nahi. So Prabhupada never did discrimination. He said everybody. Everybody can become Krishna conscious. Everybody can go back to Godhead. But we need to invest our time, our energy and endeavor for that with eagerness. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your class. Some announcements. Kripa karke baithe rahiye. First of all, we would like to welcome all those devotees and all the guests who have come here for the very first time. Sabse pehle hum sabhi bhaktoga swagat karna chahenge, hamare atithiyon ka, jo aaj is mandir mein Sunday Fish karyakram mein pehli baar aaye hain. Our reception, a team of devotees near Hanumanji Arch Vigra, they will welcome you to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple and they will also offer you special Mahaprasad. And if you have any question regarding Krishna consciousness in general or this temple and its activities,